From JMI Wealth, middle of the week Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
CPI day, what do you reckon? Flat as a pancake?
Flat as a pancake. So we've got a new policy targets agreement between the Reserve Bank and the government. So you've got now this sort of assisting in maintaining maximal sustainable employment, and that's all in the mix now. But Mike, the level of general price inflation, that's still a pretty fundamental driver of the monetary policy settings in New Zealand, so it's still important. So we all get a little bit excited about CPI day, Mike, and I know you probably are a little bit excited and you're just holding it in. I know you probably can't wait. So anyway, first up, market expectations. Yes, they are flat, zero, nada, no CPI inflation in the fourth quarter of 2018. It might be 0.1. Now, if we look at what I suppose the benchmark forecast is, or what the RBN, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's call was, that was in the most recent monetary policy statement. So that was issued in November. They were forecasting 0.2. And that puts annual inflation about 2%. The interesting part of their forecast is that if you actually look at their sort of down the line forecast, they get up to 2.3% in 2021. That's above the midpoint of their sort of 1-3% range. Now that indicates that the people in the Reserve Bank now are probably a little bit more relaxed about, you know, inflation going a little bit higher, a little bit lower than perhaps the previous people were. Now, the market consensus brings that annual number at 1.8%. Fuel prices come into play, Mike. I think you might remember they fell over the last quarter of last year, so that comes into play. That'll be important. I think if we come in around those consensus outcomes, the RBNZ is pretty comfortable with current monetary policy settings. Just a little bit of context here, Mike, though, and this kind of went under the radar a bit. While share markets were having that sort of meltdown in late September, we saw some pretty significant falls in wholesale interest rates. I mean, if I look at the two-year, what we call the two-year interest rate swap, which is a sort of a benchmark, you know, a week ago, that was at 1.87. Now, as far as I can see, that's the lowest rate ever.
Yeah.
So wholesale markets don't see any potential upside on interest rates. There'll be a look at sort of the mix of what we've got and, you know, being technical of tradables versus non-tradables. But really what this leads us into, Mike, is the growth question. Yeah. That's probably the more important
one. And that is the one I'm worried about. And I did raise it on the program yesterday. And the Q3 number was abysmal. And I'm not sure Q4 is going to be a lot better. And that's us slowing down in a major way. And that's before you get to yesterday in the IMF. And that's before you get to yesterday in China.
So it's one of the major issues of 2019, Mike. I mean, domestically, the economy is what I would call trundling along, but there are a considerable number of external forces and there are a considerable number of risks, and these are the wildcards. These are the unknowns. You know, I mean, I think I jokingly refer to it as the sort of folk song economy because we haven't got the sort of raciness that we had when we were the rock star economy. Mm. Now, yeah, the RBNZ, they were sort of looking at mid-threes for 2019. Yeah. Then you had that weak third quarter. And their expectations are that the pickup would be temporary. But, yeah, you just pointed out, let's just look at some of these external issues. China, 6.6% growth. Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Sounds really solid. But that's a three-decade low. And in case you just wait, that's 30 years. It might be 28, 29. But that's a heck of a long time. I mean, that is the lowest growth we've seen. So what impact is that US-China trade dispute having? Yeah, then Christine Lagarde overnight talking in Davos, she highlighted the IMF cut its global growth forecast from 3.7 to 3.5. It's not massive, but listen to what she said. The move was due to the high level of economic risks that are accelerating. So we're not going to be immune from that fallout. So we start sort of, then you start a pitch, you know, well, perhaps we're mid-twos. Well, you only need a couple of outcomes to where we're actually looking at pretty anemic growth. And I think, yeah, you talked about earlier in the week, it's real.
Exactly. What are the numbers?
Yeah, we've got a bit of weakness. So the Dow, the US share market's giving back the strength we saw on Friday on concerns about global growth. So the Dow Jones, 24,415, down just under 300 points, just over 1%. Similar percentage falls on the S&P 500, 26.44, the Nasdaq 7062, FTSE 100 also lost about 1%, 6899, the Nikkei 20,622 also down, Shanghai Composite also down 2579, crossed the ditch. They lost 32 points in the ASX 200 yesterday, 5858, and we lost 34 points on the NZX 50, closing at 9114. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar. The wholesale markets will buy 0.6727 US, 0.9431 Aussie, 0.5923 Euro, 0.5192 pounds. 73.58 yen. Gold in US dollars trading at $1,282.82. And Brent crude a little bit weaker this morning, Mike. US dollars 60.81.
Nice one. You have a good Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.